I was 15 years old. It was the day before my mum's birthday and Father's Day. It was also Euro 96, so there were lots of football fans in Manchester around the time. It was a nice day, and I remember me and my mum talking about going to town. We couldn't decide either way, but before lunch, my mum and brother went to Earlham of the Heights in Salford. They heard it. They didn't know it was a bomb, but they definitely heard it and wondered, had it been a crash? I first knew.
I think there were two things that stayed with me. I think people were still in a state of shock. I think there was a lot of shock still there, but there was definitely a sense of outrage that people had done this to our city. And I'd worked in Manchester.
There was a real sense of anticipation, not in an excited kind of a way, but a kind of apprehensive anticipation with the people in the tram. And well, then as we came out of Victoria, everybody looked down across the street towards it, and was utterly silent in the tram, and there was just some of those kind of understated gasps from people, and everybody in the tram was just looking. Well, I felt like
we didn't take much notice of the police telling us about the bomb threat, because to be honest, we were well used to it. It's been happening so often, we didn't do nothing more than shrug it off. I was in the back of the cafe, working in the kitchen with this Scouse lad, and he was in the middle of telling us this really terrible joke when the blast hit. It felt kind of like being hit with loads of cushions, you know? That's really the nearest description I can think of. I could hear ringing.
You see, I was in the front carriage, those turquoise and grey ones, and looking down and seeing as we passed by and seeing people who were still looking, and, you know, just that. And, well, I think there were two or three people who were just crying, quiet, sort of just tears rolling. I remember.
It's your place that's been desecrated, so it was quite devastating. And I think the anger was coming out once people went in and saw it. So that was empowering. The strange thing is, we're all so used to seeing tragedies through our TV screens, but it doesn't have any impact because you're absorbed in it. But when you come in and physically embrace it, and of course, you know that place, and really, I think that has an impact.
Shock is the main thing at first. Is it real? I'd grown up with things like this happening. My mum is Irish Catholic and my dad is English Methodist. I knew when things like this happen, my nana became nervous of talking in public should they assume being Irish meant she was sympathetic. My mum worked.
All the glass in the windows had been blown in and was covering everywhere. We stumbled around for a bit, not really knowing what to do. I could see the little Chinese bloke in the greasy spoon opposite was still frying tomatoes. I remember that, seeing him standing there at his pan just frying away with all round him just destroyed. It's funny what stays with you. We were let in a few days later.
It was the silence of it. It was the town, the main street in the town, and it was utterly deserted. And in my memory, it was just utterly desolate.